We do 3 episodes a week right now for this podcast. I love this podcast. This is my child. I love talking to you. I love being able to teach you. I love being able to bring such amazing talent and experts to you. But 3 a week has been a lot of work. I'm going to be making some big changes to the podcast.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? It's your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with yet another episode. And I got some big news today. It's good news and, I don't know, a little bit of bad news also, like a little sad news, I guess. I'll get right into that. But before, so this is like, let me regroup here for a second. So, you know, I was away, right? For a few weeks, I was traveling through Asia. I was speaking. We went to Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, and I had a lot of time to reflect, a lot. And during this reflection time, I've come up with some decisions, some big decisions about 2020 and how at Learn and me personally, we're going to approach 2020. And I'm going to make those announcements here today in this podcast. And that's where I said there's a lot of good and then there's maybe some things that could be perceived as slightly sad. But it's in the grand scheme of our mission together at Learn. It's great. All right. So before we get started, are you a member of Learn? Come on, LURN.com. You got to join us. We have 353,000 members at the time I'm filming this. We are climbing to 10 million. My mission is to put 10 million entrepreneurs connected in one platform, helping each other attain and reach their mission, their goals, their dreams. So be a part of that. You can either be a part of this mission or you can watch us move right by you. So what's it going to be? LURN.com. Go join right now. Okay? So what's going on at Learn? What was my reflection like? So first of all, let me tell you how the whole trip went down. It was an amazing trip. We had a blast. It was so hectic. So hectic. So I'm going to go out there and give you a little piece of advice. And this may not be relevant to everybody because some people I met, they did just didn't, you know, they didn't agree with this piece, this assessment that I made. So for me, this was a trip where I combined work and play, right? So I've never really done that in the past, believe it or not. I've never, ever done a trip that was combined vacation and work. And so I thought this time, man, that's a brilliant idea. Like, you know, let's go out there and speak and in between take a vacation, at the end take a vacation. So I'm basically being paid to take a vacation. So we were set to leave here and go straight to Singapore. And it's so crazy. I'm so used to flying to India from DC. I've gotten accustomed to it. I have my favorite airlines. I know which airline to fly. And it's a journey door to door between from my house to walking into the hotel room in India. It'll usually be about 22 to 24 hours. And it's a long time, but I don't know why. I've just gotten used to that travel and it's been comfortable. I gotta tell you, getting to Singapore just felt like it was a lot harder and a lot longer. So we went like first to LA, then there was a layover, and then we flew to Singapore. I wasn't a huge fan of the flight. United was okay. Coming back, we were on Korean Air and I hated that. Just did not like the flight, the experience at all. However, so we get there, we get to Singapore and staying at an amazing hotel. And I start to immediately feel and deal with the dietary problems, and that is the gluten-free. You know, I have a whole list of things I cannot eat, and I was shocked that throughout my trip in Asia, I wasn't shocked. I guess I was half expecting it, but not to be this bad. Man, gluten-free, like that is just not something you have to stay at like 5-star hotels. And you got to eat the same thing again and again because you'll convince your chef to make you like 2 or 3 things. But going outside of the hotel and eating, especially in Asia, soy sauce is in everything. And if you didn't know that, soy sauce has gluten. Anyways, I'm digressing. I talk about food all the time. So when I got there, within about 3 days of reaching, I was supposed to be speaking. So the first 3 days, you know, I went to rehearse. I saw the whole place and it was awesome. But I was so focused on that, my wife and I barely left the hotel room. And that was okay because we understood we're coming back to Singapore at the end of the trip again. And so we'll have vacation time. So the first 3 days I'm there, it's pretty hectic. I'm adjusting to the schedule. However, during rehearsal, I did get a chance to meet Nas Daily. For those of you who don't follow him, this guy has done some incredible things on Facebook, social media mogul. Nas, N-A-S Daily. Type it into Facebook. He does amazing videos. He hit the road for 1,000 days. He made 1,000 videos without ever missing a single one. They're super informative. They're like short 1-2 minute videos, highly engaging. I've been a big fan. There's very few people on social media that I follow that I'm a fan of, and I have been a fan of this guy. And so it was cool to meet him. He's exactly like he is in his videos. He's just very approachable, nice guy, young guy. So we hung out, and that was awesome. Big highlight of the trip. Met some other amazing speakers when I was speaking at, I think it's called Masters of the Century. Yes. For Success Resources. It was awesome. Had a great time. The event was supposed to have about 2,500 people. It didn't really hit 2,500. There was definitely less people there, but all still packed room. I did really well. I sold from stage. I did really well. I was excited about that. And then as soon as we finished that event, we flew to Thailand, my wife and I, and we met one of my best friends who lives in India and his wife, Rithaban and Banu. They were going to meet us in Thailand. So we've taken vacations with them in the past, have a blast. So we met with them and we went to this place. Like it's funny, we landed in Krabi and then we drove like 3 hours or 2.5 hours and went to this resort in the far parts of Krabi. Beautiful resort, amazing time. Just got to completely relax. I had a lot of time to think. So this whole time, think about it, right? I'm flying to Singapore and Malaysia. I have lots of time to think. Sorry, Singapore, I have lots of time to think. Flying to Thailand, think. Driving, think. Reaching resort, nothing to do, chilling out, think. So much reflection. So I hung out in Thailand. Then we went to Phuket from Krabi, still in Thailand. Had 2 or 3 days there. Oh my God, the resort we stayed at there, I've never seen anything like it. We literally climbed to the top of a mountain. It would take us like 10 minutes just to get to the reception. And we climbed to the top of a mountain. My wife and I had our own cabana, like our own little villa with our own infinity pool over the edge of the mountain. And our view was of the ocean. Huh. By far the best view I've ever had in a hotel. So guess what happens when you have that kind of a view and you have your own infinity pool? More thinking time, right? Perfect place. God, it's paradise. So after that, we went to Malaysia and I had to do a one-day event with my really good friend, Patrick Chan, who put together this amazing event with 300 people in the room for me. So here's where the first problem comes in of trying to marry vacation and work. So when I reach Singapore, right, I'm like in stress mode. I'm going to be talking to thousands of people. I got to get my stuff in order. I got my slides in order. I got to practice, make sure I'm good. Then when we reach Thailand, you would think I could just plug out. But the problem is the minute I leave Thailand, I'm going to Malaysia and I'm speaking a day later in Malaysia for the whole day. It's an 8-hour event that someone else invested a ton of money to put together for me. I got to deliver. So I'm kind of, it's like looming over my head. It's in the back, right? So it kind of overshadows your vacation. And then, so I spoke in Malaysia. What amazing people. I love Malaysia. By the way, when I was in Asia, I walked away, I think, more impressed with Kuala Lumpur and Malaysia than any place else. I feel like there's such an economic boom that's about to happen. I know that they're struggling right now, but the level of people, the quality of people, I just feel like if you're looking to hire or outsource, no one talks about Malaysia. Everyone talks about Philippines and all these other places. Malaysia is more expensive than Philippines, but I just feel like, I don't know, something to be said about that country. I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at it. Learn's going to be, you know, probably looking at getting some resources in Malaysia because I'm that impressed. In Malaysia, I also met with some good friends, Gerald So. So, shout out to Gerald, Sir Nyi, who came out to support me as well. So Sir Nyi, was great meeting you. And then of course, Patrick Chan, my good friend who put the whole event on. I met with him, his wife and his team. His team was amazing. They took care of me like I'm some kind of rock star. It made me feel so good. We did the one-day event, huge success, sold at that event too, big success. People loved it. I got a chance to get the learn message out. It was awesome. But then the crazy part was this. I finished my event Saturday at like 5:30. I had a flight at like 9. So by 6:30, I had to be in the cab or in the car to get to the airport. So I finished the event and one of my students, who's become a really successful copywriter, shout out to him, Eric G., he was at the event. He flew all the way to the event just to meet me. And I had no chance to meet him. I didn't even get a chance to really shake his hand. So this guy, so amazing, Eric books a car for my wife and I to go to the airport. All right, he books a van to take us to the airport. and joins us for the ride, just for that 40 minutes so him and I could talk. We had a great conversation. What an amazing guy. Congratulations to all his success. It all started, he says, with Copywriting Academy, and now he's become this big shot copywriter, working under one of the top copywriters of the world now, making royalties, and this guy is young and taking off. He's such a huge future ahead of him. So after that, I land, go to the hotel. I wouldn't land at the hotel. By the time I reach the hotel, like 11:30 midnight, I got to start the next event at 8. I still have slides to prep. My internet's not working at the hotel. It's a big fiasco. So I don't go to bed till like 3, wake up at like 6:30. So I'm tired, right? And so at this point, like this whole idea in my head, I'm like, man, marrying work and personals. And I feel bad for my wife half the time because I'm not present to the vacation most of the time. So anyways, the event in Singapore was a great success as well. We did a whole one-day workshop. I was on stage for the whole day. And then after that, finally got to plug out and do the vacation. So then my wife and I, for 4 or 5 days, we checked into the Ritz-Carlton. I was like, pamper time. I'm going to have a blast. I'm going to have fun. And every day we would hit the city, go out and see stuff. And it was so much fun. We really, truly had an amazing time. And then we flew back. By the time I flew back here, you ever heard that saying, you need a vacation from your vacation? Well, I needed a vacation from my vacation. So all of this time, so freaking much thinking, and I realized some core things. And so there's some big lessons I want you to take away from this. So first of all, guys, I'm going to be making some big changes to the podcast. And so let me tell you what the big changes are first, and then I'll tell you why and how I got to that point and what big lesson you can learn from this. First of all, we do 3 episodes a week right now for this podcast. I love this podcast. This is my child. I love talking to you. I love being able to teach you. I love being able to bring such amazing talent and experts to you. But 3 a week has been a lot of work. And there's so much going on that I need to focus on. So many things that are just part of the vision, the mission, the dream. So moving forward, as of today that you're listening, we are cutting back to 1 episode a week. And that will be on Mondays. So Freedom Friday is going to go away for now for a while, but Monday episodes will be a combination. Sometimes I'll do a solo episode of me teaching, and sometimes I will bring on an expert to teach, okay? So that's a big change happening. The second big change is at Learn, we've really shaved off some of our divisions and some of the products, and we are focusing now 100%, the whole team, everybody in the company is focusing only on one thing. Platform. So for me, the reason I'm shaving my podcast and other things, by the way, like for example, our YouTube channel, you're going to see a massive pullback. We're not going to be doing daily videos. I need my AV team focused now on content and course creation for the platform. So we have more and more amazing things happening inside the platform. We're about to launch a huge feature in the platform in about 3 to 4 months. It needs more content. So we need to keep filling that up, the bucket inside that up. The other thing is, right, like I started to think about the declaration I make to you on every episode. I say, Learn is marching towards 10 million members by the end of, I never give it a date, but I need to start giving it a date. But anyway, so 10 million members. The platform, connecting entrepreneurs worldwide. That's our mission. That's our vision. That's our goal. That's who we are. We launched this platform in April of 2018. And since then, it's done nothing but amazing things. We have 353,000 members now. And when you look at it financially and you look at it across board, it's great. It's showing amazing, amazing potential. However, it's not my main focus. That's the sad part. You know, I looked at myself and I said, how much of my day am I actually putting into the platform? How much of my day am I spending or investing with my tech team, with my marketing team, with my content team, with other experts out there making biz dev deals and getting them involved in the platform? And I was stunned to think it was about 30 minutes to an hour a day, tops. How can I say that the platform is my biggest dream, my biggest mission, my biggest everything, the disruptive technology that will change the face of the future of entrepreneurship, and yet I'm investing about 20% of my day, 15% of my day into it? That just sounds stupid. So let me ask you, what is your greatest mission? What is your greatest dream? And how much of your day are you investing into that? See, I love this podcast, but this podcast takes, just so you understand, most people don't understand what it takes to do a podcast. You know, just to get a guest on, it's a lot of back and forth with them, figuring out the schedule. Then I do a pre-interview. Then I prep for the interview. Then I film the interview. You hear, you know, a 45-minute to an hour interview that usually takes us an hour and a half to 2 hours of being face-to-face, right? Then all the time I invest in just getting a hold of them, the mental stress, the decision fatigue. Then the Monday episodes, I have to sit down. I have to really think, what do I want to talk about? Film it. Then there's the editing. And then the biggest thing is my AV team. Not only are they editing the episode for audio, they're editing the episode for YouTube, but they're also editing an Instagram post, the Facebook post, the LinkedIn post. So all of this bucket of time, not just mine, but my team's, which is not necessarily platform. I know that when I talk about the podcast, I start with, hey, go join Learn Nation. But wouldn't that time be better invested in doing advertising or being recruiting other partners and getting other authors and experts on? Like, so I started to really question. And this wasn't the only thing, by the way. There were many other things that I was investing far too much of my time into that doesn't impact the platform. So would you believe it? While sitting in Thailand, I literally started to cut stuff out. I cut things out that make us a lot of money, and I cut them. I just cut them. It was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. But in 2018, you've watched it. If you've been listening to this podcast, you've watched me go through this progression of focus. And now I've been back for I've been back for a little over a week. So I'm filming this, been back for a little over a week. When I came back, we were done with so many things in the company. And we're all platform focused. Would you believe, I'm not even joking, I actually sat down and I evaluated. My busiest day in the last week and a few days was Friday of last week. I was from morning till night. I didn't even have time to eat. I didn't eat till like 5:30 p.m. that day. Usually those days were days where I was just doing all kinds of other stuff. And I, at the end of Friday, was exhausted. But I said, hey, let's just do a quick gut check. I worked for about 10 or 11 hours today. How much of that time was devoted to the platform? Are you ready for this? This is shocking. I only invested 40 minutes that day, 40 minutes in non-platform related. Let me hear this. Non-platform related. Before, if you just go a month ago, I would have done 40 minutes on the platform out of an 11 or 12 hour day, or 10 to 11 hour day, to be fair. And here I was, I invested probably 10 hours and 20 minutes of my 11 hour day on the platform. It's been tremendous. We have started to find amazing people who can help us from a tech perspective. We are on the verge of brokering now one of our biggest expert deals I'm super excited about. All right. We've started to break apart traffic generation. We've got new things happening, new partners coming. This was all in a span of a week. So I'm already seeing the massive impact. Plus, to be honest with you, my stress levels have just like plummeted. This weekend, I disconnected. So I'm filming this for you on Monday. This weekend, I was off. I got the weekend. I was off. I binged watched Netflix. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I admitted it live on a podcast. I binged watched Netflix. If you're wondering what show, I watched a show called Succession. Jimmy Kim recommended it. I don't know. It's all right. I finished the first season. It doesn't make me want to like leave work early and go watch. It's just whatever. So Jimmy loves it. So I don't know, Jimmy. I'm still on the fence about it. So, but I got so much more work done, and I know that every ounce of my sweat and equity and work and labor and stress, it's all for my dream and for the vision. And so now I'm really giving this dream and this vision an actual fighting chance, and that excites me. So, you're going to see some major changes now at 2020 and Learn. All of our marketing, everything we're doing is going to be focused towards platform, only platform. No tension, no focus on anything else. As a matter of fact, in December, I'm going to be releasing an offer for you to join in on watching me do that, because we're changing how we do marketing altogether. I'm going to release my 9 predictions for 2020, marketing predictions of what I think is going to happen in 2020. And along with that, you're going to see me make my changes at Learn to adjust to said predictions. But the biggest thing here is I just want to let you guys know Mondays will be now our episodes. Monday mornings, we'll release them. We will not have Freedom Friday anymore. You will see a decrease in our output on social media, and you will see a massive increase in our output on the platform. That's what we're going to do for you, for Learn Nation. That's my commitment. We are marching towards 10 million members. That's the only thing I'm going to think about now, morning till night. So with that said, Thank you very much. Make sure you join us at learn.com, and make sure no matter what, sign up, get involved in some courses. And like I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. And listen, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for always understanding as I adapt, as I maneuver, as I move. I want to be able to share that with you as well. So I'm excited. I'm pumped. I will see you every Monday, but I'll see you inside of Learn Nation. Go to learn.com. See you in there.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.